When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Once again, your song of the day from 1989, Everlasting Love by Howard Jones, in concert tonight in Omaha. If you want a blast from the 80s there, 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. I'm laughing.
I got a question for Bill. Do you need a friend and a lover, Devon? I need a friend and a lover divine. That's one of the lines.
It's one of the lines. It's nice.
Howard Jones, everybody.
I need a friend and a lover divine.
And he's playing tonight where?
In Omaha, I believe at the Admiral, I want to say.
Why don't you and Laura head
Where's
the
there? Admiral at?
The Admiral, I think, is the old Sokol auditorium. It's like north of the zoo.
Whoa. Are you sure about this?
Let me just make sure I get through. I know he's...
God, I hate it when I do that, but I've been obnoxious today. I'm having an obnoxious day, but...
Hang on, I'll figure it out.
Is that the Admiral? I thought it was still the Sokol.
No, it is. Sokol has definitely changed to the Admiral.
Oh.
It has changed names.
Then you got the right place.
No, let me confirm if I have the right place.
Yeah, you should, because you're going.
I'm not going.
No, you're not going.
I'm not going to the concert.
You can go to watch the game and still get to the concert tonight.
Yes, you probably could. Yes. Okay. That's
you catch
it.
The second.
I can't. The second I sent part this of the to show. You, didn't I? Yeah.
I don't know.
Hang on, I'll figure
it out. I don't look at everything you send.
Yeah, you do. Give me scores.
Yes, you do.
Give me scores, and then I'll find out where this is at tonight.
Oh, scores.
Scores,
okay,
please.
Howard Jones.
Oh, it's Steelhouse.
Steelhouse.
That is the new venue near the CHI Health Center in the Old Market.
It's cool. Okay.
It is a good place.
Cool. Been
there
Sounds
before.
Pretty cool.
I've been there.
You and Laura, any shot of going?
Zero. Zero.
Okay. I don't know, Jake. You've been on
took
some,
a shot.
Something of a roll, and you did take a shot.
There's a theme.
I've heard that song many times, and many times I thought, this isn't the kind of song I like.
I'm going to be supportive of this.
And I had the same thought again this morning.
I can't spoil you guys with nines every day.
No, and you tried.
That would take away the point of song of the day.
What
can't always
year
be nines.
Here? What was the year here?
1989.
Oh, God. Lost years of rock. Let's say
3.955.
2-0. I think Ellie's going to be above you guys.
Ellie's going to be a 4-4.
She's writing her score. 4-5, almost on the dot, Bill.
Scores are low.
Yeah, scores Jake, that's terrible.
Hey, listen,
that song is horrific.
It's the theme to it, Bill.
Doesn't matter.
There's a theme. He's in concert. No,
I thought you were thinking of going.
No. It's a Wednesday night.
That's a stretch, isn't it? That'd be a stretch.
I remember I went to the concert for the Wallflowers. I got up like at 11 o'clock.
Scarred you.
I was here the next day on like no sleep.
Yeah. Scarred
that was
you.
That was not worth it.
No.
Not worth it. Some scores before we get to the mailbag. John in Southeast Lincoln starts off with an 8.5.
That's incredible.
Everlasting Love.
Everlasting Love, 8.5.
Yep.
Turn it up.
Rick from Wahoo, 6. Yeah. Rod in South Lincoln says, interesting song, 6.5. Yeah. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, 3. Who class?
Bert,
1. Pure crap, he says. He says
pure crap.
Pure crap.
He said pure crap?
He doesn't usually comment. He's just a score, but he goes 1.
Pure crap. Pure
Thank you, Bert.
Crap. Ryan in California, 7.1. Unnamed Texter, 9.5. Yeah. Guilt Nerd, 1.0. Barf on that one.
Barf.
Mike and Dalton, 6. Bill and Bennett,
0.01.
Eric says, what the? You were on a roll and this? Come on, man. 1.
can't hit nines all the time. You can't hit a home run every day, Eric. It's just not the way this goes. It'd ruin the.
No,
it's
I agree with that.
It's questionable song of the day.
Right.
Yeah, it was questionable.
Right.
That's probably you should just answer. It's questionable.
Carter in Norfolk says, better times, nine. Yeah. All cap letters, by the way.
1989. He went better times.
He did. Plainsman in Grant, Nebraska says 2.7. Hubert's 4.3. Doug in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 5.7. The scores are about 5 right now across the board.
A little surprise. Jake's kind of, yeah.
Jennifer, 4. Hubby, 6.1. That's not bad from Hubby.
It's a combined 10. It's not real. Yeah.
Craig says bubblegum pop 2.
Yes, thank you.
Shamia B, 6.8 on that one. Ryan in Delaware says, what was that, Jake? No score.
From Delaware.
No score.
The Mud Hens.
Tyler, age 23 in Davenport, Iowa, says, Jake, what have you done? 2. And 2 on that one. Jay Norfolk, 2.5. Triple H's dad, a 1. And, so now the score's going back to about a 4.5, okay. I think, overall. Yeah.
You tried something. Yeah. It's fine.
Failed miserably, but tried.
I don't want to give... I can't forget YouTube before we get to the mailbag.
The tube!
Jacob says that's it's a low-T song there, 4.8.
That's right. That's right.
Tell
it's
to
like
Howard
a Dennis
Show.
Office song, right?
Yeah, Dennis
it's
Office.
It's a high-B song. Yeah. It's a grocery... It's a supermarket song.
Yeah.
Maybe your supermarket.
Genghis, yes, not Trader Joe's, 4.0.
Russ is...
The Joe's.
Russ is in Havelock. The music's good. It's not
What
bad.
Do they play?
It's a little more... when I say oldies, I mean like
hard heavy
Motown.
Metal.
No, like Ooh, Motown.
Motown.
Yeah,
I'd like to go. Yeah,
yeah.
I want to shop.
You can
there.
Go in there.
You can go in there, Jake. It's legal.
It's open to the public.
Like, there's like a no albino sign out front.
It's open to the public.
You know, it's not like what's that story? You have to have a Costco. It's not that you
membership.
Just go in.
Membership.
Yeah. He's not going to scan your card. Right.
By the way, last one. Bolt, it was his birthday yesterday. Yes. Gives it a -10 on song of the day.
Whose birthday?
Yesterday was Bolt's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we addressed
your friend.
That.
Yes. We addressed that. So that is your song of the day. Get Everlasting Love by Howard Jones in concert tonight
in
Omaha, which I guess none of us
imagine
would be
getting ready for a concert. Just like, you going to do it? What song? When are we going to do Everlasting Love? Let's do it 6th. All right, let's do this thing.
Let's hit him.
Let's hit him with it.
Howard Jones tonight. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Interesting, though.
I sent you a screenshot. That was interesting, but I'm not going to the concert.
It is interesting. I wonder what I wonder what kind of crowd materializes on it.
They have a pretty good crowd at Steelhouse. I mean, that's a nice venue.
Below zero night, though. I just wonder what kind of crowd.
You better have some, yeah.
Imagine waiting in line for Howard Jones in -5-degree weather.
No. Ivy was nice yesterday when it was that cold. People weren't out and about. It was a good time to be in there. But still, there were some people in there, though. It wasn't like, I'm shutting it down. They were out getting.
No. Yeah. No, I'm, no. Yeah.
Let's fire up.
No, yeah, no. Yeah, no. Thank you for that commentary. Yeah, no.
Oh, I've had a bad day today. Hey, keep going.
Let's fire up the mailbag. Ready? Here we
go.
Here we go. The words you don't want to hear
what?
In IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Bad words.
God, Lord.
Bad.
Lord, don't want to hear that.
No, you don't want to hear that. Yeah.
No. You want to avoid those words being said, please contact our friends at Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred IT partner, one-stop shop for all things IT, all 93 counties, 99% retention rate, free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
Good.
Will sent me a text this morning that the Team Jack open auction is available now. So Team Jack is this weekend.
Okay.
Event is, and the open auction is available online. Let's crank up some numbers for that.
And we'll be monitoring that.
Will be monitoring that very closely. He's also in charge to make sure whatever money is raised through that is secured.
Thank you to Will.
Yeah.
It's an important job.
First, the mailbag. Sanderson chimes in saying, mailbag question, with this cold, what is your favorite heater setting in the car? Mine is defrost/floor.
That's a good
question. You have a favorite heater setting in the car.
Good question.
Sanderson. Yeah.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly.
Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Yeah, I change it up a little bit.
Do you?
I change up a little bit that, but I'm mostly floor. If said, hey, what do you have the most? It's floor. And also, in general, I do something that no one should ever do, and it's really dumb, but I do it all the time. It's always on high. Both sides are on high.
Oh, really?
Fan's on high. And if I get too hot, I just turn it off. And the temperature drops down, I hit her back on high again. Fire it back up.
Pretty extreme behavior there.
Pretty extreme. Extreme behavior. So there's no, you don't get in my car and see where it's set on 72. Not on that. It's either on high or it's off.
Mine doesn't have the designated temperature regulator. Yeah. You must have a yours.
It's the big
that
rig.
That rig you have has got to be like NASA.
It's like NASA in there. It's digital.
Could I even figure it out?
You could. Well, I drove all the way home from Creighton, and I couldn't figure out how to use the radio. Couldn't figure it out.
Why?
Layton had to show me. He's like, no, you just press this down. Because I couldn't figure out how to get. Yeah,
2.5 hour drive.
2.5 hour drive.
Couldn't figure out what was
happening. Luckily, I had my phone. So yeah, 2.5 hour drive. Couldn't get it to go. No, it's just right here. Or here's how you do it.
What's your setting?
Yes.
I'd say what Sandy does.
Defrost/floor.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think about it as much as you guys do, and I don't think about it as much as Sandy does. But I think if you looked right now,
that's my go-to as well.
Yeah.
Defrost floor.
Yes.
Solid one.
Gator says, what is the coldest you've ever been at a sporting event? Coaching, playing, and a fan.
Oh, I know this one. I know this one. Can I tell you?
Yes.
100%. Now, I'm not going to say that Penn State one. That was cold. A cold walk to the car. Car after the game. I covered Nebraska softball versus Creighton when I was a lad at the Journal Star. It was one of my first assignments. I went to Omaha to cover the game, and I had to drive back and write, and I barely could do it. Because I just wasn't thawing out. And it took me a long time to thaw out. It was a miserable day. And you know, back then, unlike what would be the case now, I just would have set my car now probably and then went and talked to the coaches. But I felt this, you know, I'm a new guy, and I'm going to cover this like it's the LA Times, and I'm going to sit outside on this picnic table by the field, and I watched the whole thing, charted the whole thing, and was almost froze to death. I think Nebraska won though.
Bill?
Death. Oh, mine's easy. It was Wisconsin at Minnesota late November. Is by -15. It was so cold that you couldn't drink water because it was all frozen solid on the sideline. And I remember I would tell my group of guys, because I was in the press. It was so cold.
You were in a press box.
I was in the press box. I was in the press box.
Yeah.
And it was were that cold? And it was so there's two stories to this. So I was that cold, and I would tell the team, listen, when they're getting ready to punt, we're going on defense. I tell my guys, I had so many players I was coaching. I say, hey, listen, get up and get going. You know, get out there, get your jackets off, get off the bench, whatever it is, get going. And I'm watching as the game goes on, and they would punt, and the whole defense is still on the bench. No one's moved. And all of a sudden, you see the Minnesota offense coming out, and all of a sudden they just throw their coats off and sprint out. And now I will say this: they played incredible defense that day. It was that cold.
I don't know how they do it.
But the coldest I've ever been as a coach, it's not even close, and you probably were there, was the Big 12 championship game.
Oh,
Nebraska,
and Arrowhead?
Arrowhead. Nebraska. Yeah,
I was there. You were there.
Yeah.
That was horrific. You were on the sideline?
I was on the sideline
Nebraska,
for that one.
Nebraska, Oklahoma?
Yeah, and I couldn't find
I don't know how you do it.
Ben, my manager, would hold, because I was coaching a position and the special teams coordinator, so he'd have my special team stuff. And one time I couldn't find him. Ben was by the heater. Ben had given it up. He shut it down. Ben was by the heater. My assistant was by the heater.
You're good.
I'm like,
it's all you.
Whoever was at that game.
I don't even know how to describe that.
You can't describe. Remember going out for warm-ups? I can't even describe what's going on right now.
What you guys do in football is amazing.
See, that was Kansas City in like the 1st of December. The 1st of December right now in Kansas, like this year is like 65.
It's like war. You can play
like
golf.
It's like 65.
No, that was a horrific time. And it was a – so you were coaching safeties too, right? Were you coaching safeties? That's what you're doing.
I'd say 2015 Iowa. You were at that game here in Lincoln. That was – absolutely horrible.
Very similar to Arrowhead.
I don't know if it was as cold as that, but
very
like for me,
similar.
It was so bad. Yeah. You were in the press box. Yeah. I was in the stands. It was windy. It was cold as death. I had an icicle on my butt at one point.
That's way too much information.
Well, from the bleacher. Yeah. It was cold. It was,
you had an icicle on your butt.
I was stuck to the bleacher at one point.
Jake, unfreeze Jake.
I was stuck to
He's lodged.
I was stuck to the bleacher. Oh.
Part of the beauty.
It was horrible.
Part of the reason I like football is because of the stories that Bill told. Those guys do stuff that normal people can't do. The guys go out and play in it. And then some of them play really well.
Yes.
Like the quarterbacks, like Zach that day, had to throw in that one.
Apparently it was...
How do you do that?
Apparently that game, it was 3 degrees at kickoff for your game in Arrowhead. 3 degrees.
3 degrees.
But that's probably not counting windshield.
I feel like 20 feel like, I'm
it
sure.
It was horrible.
It was horrible. By the way, someone says they were stuck on a ski lift in Winter Park for over an hour one time.
Oh, God.
It was the coldest they've ever been.
That'd be something.
An hour on a ski lift?
Whipping around in the wind up there?
Mess with you.
Yeah.
Bird in Columbus says, what will have more attendance tonight, Nebraska, Penn State, or the Howard Jones concert in Omaha?
Whoa. Bird. Incredible. Yes.
That's Bird.
I'm looking forward to turning it on because I bet you're going to see nothing but the court tonight. I imagine it's not real warm.
Who has more attendance then?
I'm going to say the concert does.
Howard Jones and Omaha.
Howard Jones and Omaha.
Well, how many? Okay, let's just do this. What do you think Howard Jones will draw?
At least over 1,000.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. There'll be nobody at this game.
Let's go 1,500 at the Howard Jones.
Well, there'll be 1,500 at Nebraska Penn State.
There's
eight. Close.
The only thing you have going for you a little bit is it's Penn State, there's nothing going on there in Happy Valley. And they've got a lot of students. So they might just be some scope. Why not just go to the game? Why not just out of boredom?
It's a great question, my Bird. I'm going to go Nebraska Penn State because kind of what Bill said.
But barely?
Yeah.
Barely. I missed this earlier on YouTube. Adam Carriker's chimed in about the Big 12 title game.
Carriker's with us. I love Adam.
Adam.
What? Carriker, I'll put this
number
on.
90.
Carriker says, I put Vaseline on my arms because the coaches wouldn't let us wear sleeves. The Big 12 championship game in Arrowhead was the coldest it's ever been.
Does Vaseline work?
I don't know if it really works that well. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
Carriker chiming in. Good morning, Adam.
It was remarkable cold. It was.
It was.
And putting your helmet on is just... And I lost Ben.
He's firing a shot. He says, because you coaches wouldn't let us wear sleeves. He's firing a shot at you, Bill.
I will say this.
This is like WB.
I'll say this with 100% confidence. 100% confident. I'd never walk around the locker room saying you can't wear. There's no chance, Adam, that I said that.
It's amazing that those guys go out and perform in that to me. It's amazing.
All right. Yeah. That's the mailbag.
I'm tempted to go to Howard Jones. You know how tempted I am to go?
To Howard Jones?
Yes. I am so tempted to go just to see what that scene is like. Because I'm afraid you might walk in and there might be 500 people there.
Oh, I think there's a chance it could be less.
Yeah.
Okay. The first time I've heard of Howard Jones was about 20 minutes ago.
You got to factor in the weather on a Wednesday night. There's people that are just going to say, no, I'm not doing this. They're just going to say no.
Would Adam Carriker go to the concert?
Howard Jones?
Rub some Vaseline on your arms. You go.
You wear whatever you want.
That is the mailbag. Sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies.
The bag.
Hour two next. Let's hit up this James Franklin article.
Let's hit it up.
That's next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.